From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. It may be unusual for a musician to refer to his own music as a trope, but that's what Birmingham singer-songwriter Joe D. Nelson does with his latest album, Iced Cherries. WBHM's Noel Lennon spoke to the artist about the record, which is a tribute to folk music.
Joe D. Nelson has spent decades playing the guitar and writing music. Even when asked questions in his basement / music studio, he effortlessly plucks the strings of one of his 1960s Yamahas absentmindedly.
I listened to your album SoundCloud. I have so many questions, sorry.
Between chords, he explains to me how his latest album, Iced Cherries, was born.
I tried to write a song for each modern folk song trope.
It was a challenge for himself.
There's railroad tracks on the cover. I mean, that's something I would never do if it weren't obvious that this is supposed to be that.
Nelson admits the biggest trope of the album is him, as in a singular man playing a lone guitar.
I knew I wanted to just be guitar and vocal because that's all I was working with.
This is fitting since he is surrounded by guitars. They sit in and around his music studio, which also features a forest of recording equipment and one lonely piano amongst the six strings.
I have a bunch of them because I keep them in different tunings, you know?
Iced Cherries is his solo debut, and one that he has been working on since the beginning of 2022. Still, he says he has been songwriting ever since his musical curiosity first drove him to pick up a guitar around age 10. He teaches the instrument himself at the Firehouse Community Center in Birmingham's Avondale neighborhood. Nelson describes the album like he discovered rather than wrote each song. He said he listened to the music as he was playing it and followed it where it wanted him to go.
You kind of get a hold of an instrument and get inspired by whatever the sound it's making that day, or... for me, it's like different picking patterns, you know, instead of... might be...
There is peace. One of the songs he discovered came about by a mistake that he kept making while working on a picking pattern. This song, The Lion and the Lamb, is intended as a gospel trope, the lyrics reminiscent of worship music and biblical storytelling.
In the corners of your eyes, hope you find it, hope you find it soon. Hope you find it, before it finds you. There is peace in the valley, you know the one, you know the one. There is peace everlasting, it's on the tip of your tongue.
A lot of it is absurd, you know, in a fun way, or in a productive way, I think.
This song, Always Endlessly, is part of that absurd fun that Nelson was talking about. Its lively energy makes it one of his favorites to play. Nelson says many songs on the album came out of his search for magic in everyday life.
You know, if you let a part get overgrown in the baseball field, it's just, you know, knee-high grass, that kind of thing. And just let it be that and not really second-guess it.
Put the rings back around the moon. Everything be fine too. Just enough sadness to see us